Thank you. Hello, my name is Elizabeth Nyamwanga, and I'm a student living in the United States. And a few years ago, I started working on development for a project, what became a device that would help provide women in low infrastructure environments with digital identification. And it might have seemed like a strange concept for an entire tech company to be geared towards women specifically. And I was often asked, how is this going to make money? How do you pitch this idea? And how can you bring this to fruition? But science, technology, and innovation are all crucial for achieving a more sustainable and equitable future for all. Innovative solutions to global problems like climate change, however, are in high demand. But women and other marginalized groups have been walled off from the digital world. The power of innovation is especially enhanced when women are a part of the force for change. So here's how I believe innovation and gender go hand in hand. Empowering women entrepreneurs is simply very smart economics. Exclusion of women from innovation is bad for business and the economy. And the UN's Women's Gender Snapshot report found that women's exclusion from digitalization has massively impacted the GDPs of low and middle income countries to a loss of almost $1 trillion. Additionally, bringing women into technology can help create more creative solutions. More women obviously means more solutions, and innovations in policies, management, finance, and science and technology can disrupt current systems that are already recognized to accelerate achievement of the Sustainable Development Goals. And whether it's policy or development solutions, this means we have the potential to address many problems at once. A third reason, gender-inclusive approaches to innovation can increase awareness of women's rights and civic engagement. We're living in an information age, and due to the digital rise of technology, a rise in misinformation and gender-based violence has accompanied this exact era. We can flip the script on women's rights and civic engagement where innovation is inclusive and the information present represents everyone. And perhaps my own personal reason, gender approaches can break barriers women face in entrepreneurial ecosystems. Women entrepreneurs face a range of constraints compared to their male counterparts. These include legal discrimination, social norms, and access to educational skills and training, confidence, risk preferences, access to finance and networks. These constraints impact their success, as women entrepreneurs earn less profits than men for doing the exact same work. And lastly, gender-inclusive innovation can help reduce inequalities. Rapid technological growth has been matched with the rising global inequality. And as digitization progresses, a threat to the digital divide growth is very real, affecting prosperity for everyone. Within the technology sector itself, women represent a fraction of its workforce. Therefore, entrepreneurial and innovation curriculum needs to consider gender-responsive design, which considers women's needs when it comes to development. Furthering access to education and training are paramount to preventing women and other marginalized groups from being left behind. I'd like now to pass my time to Ms. Rachel Nestor, a student dedicated to environmental sustainability with a strong passion for agriculture.
Thank